Selections from Quran Stories for Kids. Good Word is an award-winning publishing company with a splendid range of Islamic books in many languages. It offers innovative products for children, including Quran stories, moral stories, craft and activity books, gift packs, Islamic games, Arabic and Islamic readers for home and school. Dear kids, the Quran contains many biographical events from the lives of the prophets, their household and other pious people. These heart-touching events quite amazingly convey to us how a God-oriented life is lived. In this issue, we introduce to you a collection of such 12 stories. The book is titled Quran Stories for Kids and is authored by Dr. Sani Yasnain Khan. He is an award-winning author, and he is recognized as one of the world's most influential Muslims. Here, we reproduce one story, The Brave Boy, from this beautiful collection. The book is beautifully illustrated. Name of the book, Quran Stories for Kids. Author, translator, Sani Yasnain Khan. Page 240. Binding, hardbound. Availability, www.goodworkers.com. The Brave Boy. Long, long ago, about 4,000 years ago, there lived the Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham. He was gracious, tender-hearted and pure in faith. His family lived in a beautiful valley, which is now known as Makkah. One night, the Prophet Ibrahim, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, dreamt that he was sacrificing his son Ishmael. This was an order from his Lord. Ishmael, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was still a child, but the Prophet Ibrahim told him about the dream. Ishmael was a brave boy. He was ready to obey the command of Allah, who had created him. So, without hesitating, he said to his father, "Do what are you commanded, father?" "God willing, you will find me one of the steadfast." Ibrahim took his son away to sacrifice him. As he reached a place, which is now known as Mina, a valley near Makkah, Satan appeared and tried to stop him from doing his Lord's bidding. The Prophet Ibrahim picked a few small stones and threw them at Satan. Little Ishmael and his mother did likewise. The Prophet Ibrahim gently placed his son on the ground and blindfolded himself with a handkerchief so that he could not see his beloved son while carrying out his Lord's command. As Ibrahim took a knife to sacrifice Ishmael, Allah sent the angel Gabriel, down with a ram. "Sacrifice this ram." "Do not sacrifice Ishmael," said Gabriel, "may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him," to Ibrahim. Allah was so pleased with the readiness of Ibrahim to sacrifice his beloved son that he commanded the believers to observe this day as Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice. Every year, Muslims sacrifice an animal in remembrance of the Prophet Ibrahim's trust in Allah. This story reminds the believers of the readiness of the Prophet Ibrahim to give up his beloved son. Likewise, believers should be ready to part with their precious belongings and their wealth, and dedicate their lives if the cause of Islam so requires. Thus the Quran says, "Truly, my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death all belong to Allah, the Lord of the worlds." Surah Al-An'am, 6, 162.